You're listening to the Fitness on Fire podcast, the most supportive community in the fitness industry, with your host, Coach Vanessa Pinella, and Fitness on Fire's world-class coaches. We help you navigate your fitness journey to help you make real changes with real coaches.
Hey guys, Coach Vanessa here. And one of the cool things we're doing today is actually we are starting off, this is episode one of our High Rocks mini series. And a little out of order because Wall Balls is actually the last station at High Rocks, but we are starting off our mini series with the Wall Ball station. You are going to hear me along with Coach Josh and Coach Richie here to explain the station in their own words, give you their favorite tip or trick, and also end it with their favorite story about their experience at the Wall Ball station. And I'm here to talk Wall Balls. So the Wall Ball station is extra special because it's the last station. Rules for the Wall Ball station, you must break parallel. And I think it's so funny because everyone's like, what is parallel? Easy way for me to describe parallel to y'all with when it comes to the squat is where your hip crease is below your knee crease. So if you were to stand in, well, I guess not in front of a mirror, but stand in front of a mirror facing whichever side, right or left, and you were to squat down, do your hips fall below your knees? That is a great way to test if you're hitting parallel. You see this when you're actually in the race and maybe your judge might hand you a bucket to make sure you're getting low enough. That's actually going to lead me into my first tip today is give yourself something to actually sit on to make sure that you are hitting depth every time you're doing those wall balls. So whether you're in a class or you're even just practicing your squat, minus the wall balls, anytime you hit a squat, put something low underneath you. One is a bucket, that which is very race specific. The other is honestly just another wall ball. If you're squatting low enough, you're probably going to hit that wall ball. Now, everyone's hip to knee ratio, everyone's got a different femur length. So I would highly recommend you go ahead and squat in front of a mirror and look at yourself from the side. If you don't have a mirror, you can film yourself from the side and just see at what point do your hips fall below your knees in your squat. So find depth and then practice it relentlessly. From there, you can work on your endurance on the wall balls, but hitting depth is the one reason you will get a no rep on that station. So it's very important. One funny story I have about the wall balls is actually my former coach was my judge on the wall ball station. And it's extra funny because she was there, Coach Crystal. She was there running the event that day. She took the time to find me once I hit wall balls and basically took over. She was like, I'm your judge for these wall balls. It was so lovely. It made the moment just so, so much more special. It was the end of my first ever High Rocks and I was running it solo. So one, I did see her throughout the course and I saw her a little bit before I actually ended up getting started. But her being my judge and watching me finish my first High Rocks race with how invested she is in High Rocks, the sport, and me as an athlete, even though she wasn't even my coach anymore. She was still there for me like a coach does. That's actually one of my favorite stories I have of that race in general. There were so many cool moments during that race, but that was probably one of my favorites.
What's up, everybody? My name is Coach Richie, and I'm here to talk about the Wall Balls. So the Wall Ball station is the eighth and final station of the High Rocks event. This movement requires you to squat with the med balls and throw it overhead at a certain height. A good tip that I got from a coach a while back is catching it at chest level. I remember catching it right below my chest level, like maybe closer to my sternum. And I felt like my upper body was always more taxed. And I also fell into a really good rhythm and I was able to get more reps in because I was able to use my upper body more efficiently while catching it and throwing it. I remember my first High Rocks event, I was dreading the wall balls. But honestly, it was like my easiest station. And I think it's because I fell into a really good rhythm from that cue of catching it and throwing it from the chest. So try out that tip and hopefully that cue works out for you.
All right, let's talk about the High Rocks wall ball station. This is Rock Zone 8. This is the final rock zone, and it is spicy. For the ladies, they're going to be performing 75 wall balls. And for the men's solo, mixed doubles, men's doubles, and all the relays, they're going to be doing 100 wall balls. The guidelines or the standards are pretty simple. You need to squat lower than 90 degrees. You need your hips underneath your knees. You need to throw the ball high enough to hit the target. Sometimes if you're not squatting low enough, they might bring out a bucket for you so that you can actually have like some accountability and understand where you're squatting to. And then I believe the women are shooting at a 9-foot target. The men are shooting at a 10-foot target. I have definitely been no repped because my squats can be a little more hingy than squatty sometimes. So I have to actually consciously make sure that I'm pushing myself to hit that depth. I think the funniest story I can remember on the wall balls was when Coach Surge and I ran doubles together in, I think it was in April last year. And we get through, dude, Surge dragged me through that whole freaking race, man. Josh, too slow, move faster. he's pulling me along the whole time. But when we got to the wall balls, he started off on the wall balls. And I want to say he was maybe somewhere around 60 wall balls in. When he looked at me and realized like, oh, I should let Josh try too. So I think he would have gone 100 unbroken wall balls in the men's doubles if he wasn't being kind enough to let me have a couple reps. Then I think I came in, I think I maybe jammed out like 30, and I think he brought it back home for us and finished strong. But that was probably one of my favorite moments. It's just funny. Surge was such an animal. He did most of the heavy lifting for our entire doubles wave, and we placed third at that race. So it was really cool. But I do think it was that. I think it was 60, 30, and 10, I think is how we did the wall balls the most recent race. I definitely love the station, though. It's one of my favorite stations. I think it's a cool opportunity to essentially just like let it fly, right? There's nothing to save for anymore. You're not budging your energy at any point. This is the last zone. This is the last go at it. So whatever you've got, put it on the wall balls, put out 100% and finish strong.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of the Fitness on Fire podcast. I know that one was fast and quick, but that is going to be the goal of this mini series. Just like the stations, we're going to attack it and give you our best advice, tips and tricks, and descriptions of every single station for the next 5 weeks. If you don't want to miss out on this HYROX content, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you're notified every single time we upload our new HYROX mini series. And if you're enjoying this mini series, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. And with that, I'm Coach Vanessa Pinella, and this is the Fitness on Fire podcast.